Hey guys, I'm Malha Chauhan, content creator, IT engineer, a real life talent hunter, and now a podcast host too. Welcome back to my new weekly podcast, Let's Tap on Talent with Malha Chauhan. I would be inviting real life talents to share their unique story with me, chasing their passion besides real life chaos. Don't forget to hit the follow button up there, and also don't forget to share my podcast with your talented friend or colleague on every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Till then, happy listening. Are you missing out something on your passion due to your daily work routine? If your answer is yes, then this is for you. Hi Shatul, welcome to my show Let's Tap on Talent with Malha Chauhan. How are you doing, man?
Hi Malhar, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all good. How are you spending your time during this extended lockdown period? Are you not bored?
Not really, because to be honest, I work all the time and it's a time when I get the most time to myself. So this is a time I can really focus on working on things and even myself. So I don't realize the time that is passing through, and yeah, that's it.
તો તારે દાલગોના કોફી બનાવીને ઇન્સ્ટામાં નથી ફોટો મૂકવો, તને ઈચ્છા નથી થતી?
અરે ના ભાઈ, મેં છે ને એનું એક ઓલું બનાવ્યું મારી કંપની માટે. હા, કોરોના સ્પ્રેડ ફાસ્ટર ધેન દાલગોના. So I post to kheru mein.
Yeah, everyone right now is like trying to do something which is in trend. I thought I would ask you the same. So tell me, how did you convert your passion into profession? As right now I know to IT profession ma Rajkot ma kaam kare. So you being a commerce student, how did you completely change your field and how did you explore into it?
Okay, so basically I was into computers from like I guess class 4 or 5 when I started playing Age of Empires the first time. And એના પછી જ મને એવું થયું કે ના યાર, આ કમ્પ્યુટર ઉપર તો મજા આવે, આખો દિવસ નીકળી જાય. એન્ડ આફ્ટર ધેટ આઈ જોઈન માય સીએ લાઈક એવરી કોમર્સ સ્ટુડન્ટ ડઝ, બટ એમાં ભેગું ના થયું, મગજમાં ના ઉતરે કે યાર આ બધું શું છે. સો after that I was sitting at home for a while and I started exploring things, and I was always into marketing nu bhuchana mane posigyu dimag ma from class 11 when we started Mercado for school. And after that time I was always into this, like banners design karwa, pamphlets design karwa, getting these sponsorships and stuff. So that was the thing that really, you know, attracted my attention to do something and get the sales from people, get more money, and you just expand. So after that time, I had two different profiles. I was into tech, but I was also a commerce student, so I was into business. And digital marketing was the combination for both of them. And that time Amazon just came into the market and it was trending. So એ આમ જાદુ જેવું લાગતું પેલા, કે આપણે અહીંયા બટન દબાવીને કોઈ કરે દરવાજા ઉપર વસ્તુ દઈ જાય.
Yeah, so, I understand.
Amazing. Yes, I was like, યાર આ કેમ થતું હશે. I started exploring and I started seeing things and then I was like, okay, આપણે તો આ જ કરવું છે. And yeah, that's how my path started. I guess. So
I want to share this with all the listeners out there. We are from same school, which is like St. Paul School in Rajkot, and Shetu is my senior. Want to also share this, like we started marketplace known as Mercado in St. Paul's, and entire idea was started with his batch, and it's like it is right now a huge success.
So, yeah, it's doing a really good social cause right now. We all are proud of it.
Yeah, we all are something, you guys also.
Yeah, so something that we started on a lower level, it just became such a big thing.
Coming up next, Shetul is gonna answer a few more interesting questions. And if you like my initiative of starting up a podcast, don't forget to follow me back on my Instagram handle @malhar.chauhan, and also share this podcast with your friends and family. See you on the other side.
You
Shetul, I want to know, you were planning to go Australia for your further studies and then you changed your plan and instead of that you chose to stay here in Rajkot and explore.
Even I should actually go and, you know, grab the opportunity that is there in everyone's mind. But then I started talking to people, I started realizing what potential it is there. But I decided not to go just because of a few personal reasons. And then I realized, actually, I have been to places, I have seen people, I have seen students working, I have lived with students who are not who have traveled abroad and who are working there, studying there. And after seeing that, I was even planning to go for masters. But after seeing that, I was like, okay,
but because it's not that easy, which it seems from here, that by foreign join apne yani sari currency ma will earn and will spend our life out there. But it's not that easy, which it seems. Yeah, also tell me a little bit about your journey being in Rajkot, not going out.
We are into a world where it is owned by internet and apne je joye e apna haath upar cha. So that's how I started learning, actually. And I learned from the best when it came to online things. So when I stopped doing my CA, I was sitting idle and this bug of e-commerce bit me. I joined an internship at a magazine, a digital magazine, and that's how I came to know about how things work in the online market. I learned a lot of things there. The internship was for free, but it lasted for 3 months, and after that I wanted to have something firm where I can work on a longer term. So yeah, locally I joined a company. They were actually a tech company and not a marketing company. I approached them and I was like, okay, you don't do any marketing, I'll do your marketing. So they were like, kai rita. I told them I'll make your website, I'll do the content, I'll do the SEO and stuff. So they were like, okay, how to calculate our laptop? Yeah, I went there, I worked with them for 4 years or even more, I guess. I started with the profile of someone who is good with English, because Rajkot ma apde evu che ke bhai ane English aavde ane chalo content lakva besadi diyo. So I started with someone who was good with English, and I was paid nothing in the start. I started my salary after 3 months for 4,000 rupees. Yeah. It increased to 6,000 after 6 months. Yeah, and then it was a whole different journey. I when I joined the company, we were 20-25 people, and when I left, we were 120 people.
Oh, that's great to hear that. So
yeah,
you took a good decision. Bahu bata mara friends che je tyare pan they are running behind to move abroad for studies, and also this is basically I want to address those friends ke Rajkot ma rahine pan you can explore in whichever and whatever field you wish. If you give your 100%, then you can achieve anything staying in any corner of this world.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I see people who are in Rajkot who are doing really good, I see a lot of opportunities in the city. And you know, cities like Rajkot are underrated just because it's not that big. Ave Rajkot na j loko Rajkot ni bahar nikli ane Rajkot nu j kharab bole to yaar city kem saru rehvanu. Tame ahi aryo Rajkot ubhu karo. It's make your own city great instead of moving towards the city. And je loko em kene ke bhai ahiya kai opportunity nathi ane India is bad, Rajkot is bad, my city is bad, and those are just excuses because they are not getting what they want to get. E badha bahana cha. And if you are really good, prove it. You can be anywhere.
Hey guys, also don't forget to share your valuable feedback and suggestions on my Instagram account @malhar.chauhan. I would love to hear from you. See you on the other side. How many people did you start an IT company out here?
I got my first employee in 15 days, and then I started hiring, and we have a team of 15 people right now.
That's great. You have workforce of around 15 people. So it also means that you are responsible for livelihood for 15 people, and that's commendable.
Yeah, thank you, Mala.
So Shetul, I want to know a little bit about your expansion plans.
Okay. So the thing is that I have already started my company in Mumbai. Any Rajkot based company can expand to Mumbai and get more clients, get more people, and can expand to the level the same what Mumbai guys expect. And yeah, so the target for next year is to double the capacity in terms of workforce, in terms of clients, and you know, run the Mumbai office at full strength. And I just want to show to people that you can do the same work in a city, you can make a city great again.
Yeah, obviously, because the transit time out here in Rajkot is really less. Like,
you reach my office in like 7 minutes.
Yeah, without any traffic. That is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, without any traffic, and the facilities are even good. It's world class here. Like, what they are building here is world class right now. Yeah. And atyara work from home karsana bata, so they'll realize how good life is with family. So
exactly.
I hope that it converts a few people, and JB as hambreza, and if they want to join an amazing company, do reach me out for
definitely. Like, I would.
And if you are passionate, just ping me out.
Yeah, we are looking for passionate people out here. So if you are passionate about something, you pin to Shetul, you can get in touch with. So if you want to achieve something, and what would be one message that you would like to share to all the listeners who are struggling to set up their own business here in Rajkot? What would be few pointers to keep in mind before starting up a business out here in Rajkot?
Okay, the first thing is that don't do business just for the sake of doing a business. Like, atyara olo trend thaisa na ki even I'm an entrepreneur and I'll be businessman. Like, don't do it just for doing that. May business start kero tyara I. The goal that I had in mind was expansion, growth, because that's what my company revolves around. I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur or someone. It's like, just do it, grow, make the best out of it, and you'll get the returns.
Definitely. On that note, Shetul, it was great talking to you.
It was great talking to you as well, Malar. And like, you are one of the examples of someone who is doing good things and not caring about which city you are in. So
yeah,
keep
same
up
to you
that.
Wish you all the very best for your future, and keep sharing what you are doing, keep doing what you love to do, and just go out there and keep on executing things.
I do that all the time, and I'll keep on doing that, and I wish the same to you, man.
Hey friends, can you guess who is joining me for my next podcast episode? If you guess the right person, I would announce your name on my next podcast episode. Until then, keep listening.